What's up, everybody? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode of Nerdistology, you're going to find Brian, Irvin, Trey, and of course, our special guest that we've had on for the past couple of episodes, our buddy, our fan, our friend, Chris. And so finally, this is the third segment of our 2000s walkthrough that's going to lead us and start us off into the 90s, 80s, and beyond, where we discuss different movies. Now, this one's going to be a bit different than the previous two. In this one, we kind of go into what I like to call a rapid-fire speed round. Basically, we attempt to give you two sentences on each movie. We fail 100%, giving you that ahead of time. We fail significantly. For the most part, we do try to hit it, but you know, we do diverge off every once in a while. As always, please guys, head over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review, go and follow us on social media, nerd.nostalgia on Instagram, Nerd Nostalgia Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, Nerd Nostalgia altogether on TikTok. All right, y'all know the drill. Before we get started, here's a quick clip for you to enjoy.
This is going to be a pop quiz. Chris, are you ready for this?
Yeah, and I don't have Google in front of me.
All right, Watchmen and Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Both have Malin Ackerman. Which movie is a better use of Malin Ackerman?
I'll be honest with you. When I think of Watchmen, I think of a big blue penis.
It's not a great answer to the question, but I'll accept it.
That's the only thing I know.
Okay, how about this? We're gonna rapid fire through some of these movies. I'm gonna name the movie, and then you guys are gonna give me two sentences to describe it. Okay, Trey, Hellboy.
One of the best comic book movies that's come out ever.
Okay, Irvin, The Punisher, 2004.
Arguably the best Punisher ever to come out, even better than Old Boys, the most recent one in the TV show. I liked it a lot.
Chris, Spider-Man Dose, the one with the train that you were bitching about earlier.
Anything with that little scrawny white kid, I didn't like.
Okay, back to you, Trey. Batman Begins.
I want to do Batman Begins.
Chris, I passed to Chris.
Chris wants to do Batman Begins. Go.
Super dope.
Okay, that was supposed to be two sentences, and I got two words.
Better. No. Super, period, dope, period.
Trey wanted to defer so he could get Constantine, but fuck you, Trey. We all have to suffer through sacrifices. Irvin, Constantine, go.
I would like to pass to Trey.
Fuck you, Irvin, you're going. No more passes.
So the best.
Ah, goddammit. This is not going to be two sentences. We're going to be here for 3 hours.
The best comic book movie ever.
Terrifying.
Definitely
dude.
Not.
That's all I need
dude,
to say.
Dude, the bowling alley.
It's so good. It's so good. It is not true to the source material. I will say that. There's going to be a lot of people that'll be pissed off about it. And I mean, still to this day, John Constantine is one of my favorite comic book characters. It's up there with Spider-Man and Hellboy.
Brian the Crow.
No, hold on. Trey's description is wrong. The right description of Constantine is: the movie's so good, it casts Rachel Wise twice.
Wait, but...
Yes,
but
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a cool point. But anyone in there that also played in Armageddon?
Keanu Reeves was in Constantine.
Keanu Reeves was the asteroid.
He was the asteroid.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves played
the sun, because he's our sunshine, because he's such a good human being.
He didn't give a shit about the asteroid. He's like, fucking asteroids hit my planet all the time. I live through all of them because I'm immortal. Keanu Reeves is older than time.
Keanu Reeves is
The Crow,
time.
Wicked Prayer, Skip, Elektra, Chris, go. No, we're going to Irvin. Irvin, talk about Elektra.
Elektra was arguably one of the worst comic superhero movies ever to be made. However, it did give us Jennifer Garner in red tights, and I liked that.
Still not a fan of Jennifer Garner.
Can you send me a link of that?
Okay, Fantastic Four. I'm going to let this be a bonus round. Everyone gets to say three words about it. Trey.
Jessica Alba in tight pants.
That's way more than three words. Fuck you. Chris, go. Okay, you get four words since it's Fantastic Four.
Jessica Alba in tight shirt.
That satisfies the requirement. Irvin, four words. Fantastic Four.
Four words, Fantastic Four.
That was actually pretty good, Irvin. I'm impressed. A History of Violence is too sad.
No. Let's go back to Fantastic Four and acknowledge... Isn't that this? It's the same dude as...
Captain America, Johnny Storm. You could also say shirtless Captain America.
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
I liked him in Fantastic Four more than Captain America. One's cocky and just fucking, I'll do whatever I want. I'm a badass and I got these cool superpowers. And then the other one's... a fucking nerd, and he's like, oh, I gotta do a lot of good with my superpowers. I ain't gonna bang any girls.
No, it's like him in his 20s and then somebody in their 30s. Like, that's...
that's true.
You just saw him grow up. You were just
like, oh, I got this boner. I'm gonna use it. And then it's like, oh, I got this boner. I better save it.
Or hits a Nazi over the head with it. Yeah. Whatever.
Wasn't it one of y'all that was like, it would have been so cool to have seen Johnny Storm and Captain America interaction in the MCU? I was like, that'd have been pretty cool. Like,
I mean, that's pretty much what I just said.
Okay, low key though, what is, as you sit here today, the best comic book movie Chris Evans has been in? Go.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Chris?
I don't know, dude. Infinity War? There's just one scene that stands out where Vision and what's-her-name are getting their ass whooped, and then all of a sudden the train goes by. And then it, like, pans to, like, the darkness.
Mm.
And then it's just Chris Evans with his beard and long hair. Me and J-Dub went and saw that together in the theaters. And we both looked at each other and went, I mean, he just looked so hot. It was just... So that was really mine for Chris Evans.
And the correct answer is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Next movie, The Son of the Mask.
Skip.
El Muerto. Okay, let's let's do Sin City.
Skip.
All right, Sin City. Chris, talk about Sin City. Two sentences.
Jessica Alba and Bruce Willis,
or just Jessica?
Were those your two sentences? Dance okay, man. Now yes. On to The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl in 3D. Okay, what the fuck? How did we get here?
That was Eveth.
All right, we're gonna skip into 2006. Superman Returns. Trey.
First of all, how dare you skip over Legend of Zorro, sir? That is a wonderful movie.
Wait, was Zorro a legit comic book movie?
It was, I think it was an original idea comic. I don't know what the deal, or superhero maybe.
Yeah, I think it was mixed. But yeah, continue.
Okay, Irvin, let's typecast you as the white man savior to talk about The Legend of Zorro from 05, starring Antonio Banderas. Or Chow Yun-Fat, who the fuck knows?
Is that Selma Hayek?
It's Jackie Chan.
I think Jackie Chow Yun-Fat was in Legend of Zorro.
It's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh.
Yeah.
She deeps beneath the lasers.
No, the Legend of Zorro actually isn't a good movie. It's The Mask of Zorro that's the real awesome one. This one was just kind of like, oh, hey, we made a really good movie about 7-8 years ago. We're going to make something else again. And so I watched it, but yeah, it's not.
Superman Returns. Chris, am I having you talk? Who the fuck's talking about Superman Returns?
Superman Returns. Is that was Ralph, right? No, is that Brandon Ralph?
Yes.
Yep.
And this was, I think, this was the first foray into Superman in quite some time, right?
Since Superman 4: The Quest for Peace.
Yeah, and I mean. It's one of those. It's kind of a blah movie, right? I'm not the one to ask about this because I don't care for Superman. I don't think Superman's a very depthful character. It never has been. Like, he's cool and everything, but I don't know. It didn't stand out to me. The only thing I honestly remember, like about that movie was like them shooting the bullet and hitting his eyeball and it break like the bullet smashing on his eyeball and like him not flinching. So that was pretty dope.
All right, V for Vendetta. Chris, talk about it. Two sentences, no more, no less.
A girl I dated in high school went on a date with another dude behind my back to watch this movie, so I've never liked it.
Okay, great, great description.
Hang on.
Man, The Last Stand. Urban, go.
No, that's not fair. Don't throw that one out.
What? I thought that was a great description of V for Vendetta. It has all the right beats.
I was like, yeah, this is V for Vendetta.
Don't give it to Trey because he'll talk for a little while. I'll make it quick. Solid movie based off on the graphic novel. Just a really, really good movie. Like, great cinematography, great story. It has, what's a...
Irvin, two sentences. Get the fuck out of here.
You go, Weaving.
Okay, X-Men, The Last Stand. Trey, go.
Awful. It's awful.
Agreed.
Two sentences. Awful, it's awful. That's all you need to hear. My Super Ex-Girlfriend, starring Uma Thurman. Chris, give us everything we need to know about that movie in two sentences.
Freaked me out. She was super controlling and needy.
So, story of his life.
As my wife's texting me saying, dude, you've hit your curfew. Come home. Go to bed.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, Super Ex-Girlfriend. Freaked me out. Yeah, for sure. I was like, that is women. That is women.
All right, up next, 300. I'm going to let the guy that most appreciates naked men with baby oil on them, Irvin, talk about 300 for two sentences.
So basically, if Brian worked out his entire life, he wouldn't even be a fraction of what these dudes look like. And so it's just a bunch of jack dudes based on the Battle of Thermopylae, loosely based on the Battle of Thermopylae, with King Leonidas. This is Sparta. It's a fucking bro to the fullest movie. Great movie.
Inexplicably, that was two sentences. It just that they were incredibly run-on sentences. So,
Brian, you forgot the part that Irvin actually likes chicks that look like dudes. He doesn't like super hot dudes. He likes chicks that look like dudes.
Yeah, with penises. I mean, what?
What?
Goddamn. Okay. Alien v. Predator Requiem for a Dream. Trey. Trey, give me two sentences. Trey, give me two sentences of AVP Requiem.
Pull up the Requiem.
So, AVP Requiem... basically, whenever they start running out of names to name a movie, I don't watch it. So, not a good candidate for reviewing this movie.
Alright, fuck you, Trey. Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Murph Herder. Chris, go.
Huh?
Alright, that's all we need to hear about that movie. Ghost Rider, Irvin, you're up.
Man, that wasn't a fan. What is it? Who does it star? Stars Nicolas Cage.
Nicky as our C, Ghost Rider. Man. The Con Air man, dude.
This was the downward spiral. This was the start of the downward spiral.
Didn't like this interpretation of it.
Well,
I actually just watched that like last month, and I kind of feel like it was Con Air Part 2.
Irvin's description of Ghost Rider is the reason why democracy has failed, because it turns out that opinions can be wrong. Let's move on to Spider-Man 3, which Trey will fill us in with his two lovely sentences.
Introduction of Venom, cool. Too many bad guys. Bad.
Stupid.
That's all we need to hear.
Stupid dance scene.
Yeah. Stupid dance.
Okay. This is a special occasion. I'm going to give The Dark Knight to somebody.
Myself.
Oh, I want to give it to myself. Ooh, that sounded bad. To give The Dark Knight to Irvin, because I'm generous.
Oh. Arguably the greatest movie ever made. Comic book superhero movie ever made. That's all I got to say about that.
Are you sure it's not Harlequin, Birds of Prey?
Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
They had to change the name of that one.
Okay, Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Trey, you will let Chris tell you about this movie.
The reason why he keeps doing this is because I have in my bookshelf the entire run of Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
In fancy bound hard cover books. I don't know if anybody knew that about me, but I have all the fancy bound hardcover books of Hellboy, whole complete run. Mike Mignola, one of the greatest comic books ever written. Love it.
Wait, so those books are comic books?
They're comic books. bound.
Okay, so let me talk about Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Guillermo del Toro and...
Ron Perlman.
It's fucking gold. It is. The Golden Army is just a description of how good the movie is. I've never seen it before, but it's probably great.
No, it's good. It's good. It's not as good as Hellboy, but it is a great fan for them to be able to complete the trilogy that was originally planned by Guillermo del Toro, but it never happened. And that's super sad.
It had the chick from Cruel Intentions.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that they dived into the world a little bit deeper. I thought that was cool.
Right. No, because it goes super deep. And then, like, again, they were going to round it all out with Hellboy 3, with the third one, the third installment. It's, like, written in everything, from what I understand. And they just didn't get to make it.
Wait, you said Ron Perlman was in Hellboy 2. Was he the same guy that was the kind of the older samurai from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
That's definitely him.
God damn it.
He's in everything.
Mm.
And he played opposite of Chris Tucker in the...
Rush Hour movies?
Yeah, the Rush Hour movies, yeah.
That's him.
In the Lethal Weapon movies, yep.
That's correct. Lethal Weapon? That was Danny Glover, you motherfucker. Although, I think Jet Li was in Lethal Weapon 4.
That is correct, actually.
Okay, Iron Man 2008. The start of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Chris... Tell us two things you think about it.
I liked that as soon as he got home, he he went to Burger King.
Yeah.
I thought that was very American. And then...
Fuck yeah.
Isn't this the infamous where he came out and said, I am Iron Man?
Yes.
Huh? There we go. Correct. Burger King and I am Iron Man. Do you need more?
Nope, that's all I need. All right. I don't personally think I've ever met someone who's seen Punisher Warzone.
You didn't meet him here.
So I'm going to skip past that one. Has anyone seen
The Spirit? It's a terrible movie. Don't watch it.
Has anyone seen The Spirit?
Not all the way through.
Is that the one with the horses?
Me neither. Wanted. Okay, Trey, you know what? I'm going to get your dick hard. I'm going to let you talk about Wanted.
Angelina Jolie.
And...
Professor X?
Professor X.
Yeah. James McAvoy.
And then, come on, black guy who's played everything.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. Yeah, no, all of that.
Oh, Chris Pratt. Remember the douchebag office
boy? The boyfriend.
He breaks Chris Pratt's teeth with a keyboard.
Yeah, remember he makes him buy all the energy drinks and then condoms, too?
Yep. I forgot that was Chris Pratt.
Dude, that was so awesome.
Yeah. No, it was, I felt like it was original. Idea. It was intriguing story. It wasn't the greatest execution in the world, but there's a couple of these like Wanted and Jumper and Hancock that are, I think that all three of these are like original ideas that like become like superhero comic books. I'm not sure. But it was the first movie that I ever watched on Blu-ray on my PlayStation 3 at the Alabama House.
So I will say, Wanted, Jumper, and Hancock all had... Like, you have your superhero movies, but then you have things that you're like... It's like the realm of like, oh, that might be humanly possible, maybe? Curving a bullet, slinging it. It's
not
like,
Jumper that and not Hancock. Just Wanted. Jumper, he could
Jumper,
teleport.
It's teleportation.
That's... No.
That doesn't require superhero power.
Bit. Like, of course it requires a superhero power.
I mean, they've already proven you can teleport.
When?
Like, matter.
When?
I'll send you the link.
Okay. Yeah,
that goes into the,
Okay, we've been talking too long about Wanted. This is why I cut us off to two words.
No, this is a mixture of Wanted, Jumper, and Hancock.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm going to explain why Jumper is going to go back to Trey, even though he just explained Wanted in, like, 400 sentences. Because this is a true story. This is a true story. I cannot make this shit up. Trey, in 100% sincerity, in my younger life, came up to me and said, hey, what's the most disappointing movie you've seen in the last 24 months? I was like, fuck, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. He goes, for me, it was Jumper or Hayden Christensen. I was like, what? Why did you have any expectation for that movie at all? He goes, I thought it was going to be good.
It's just people jumping through portals and escaping other people the whole movie.
And Robin Banks. Like, that's a cool premise. They just did so bad. So bad.
So Trey, I want you to describe, for you, 2008's most disappointing movie, Jumper.
Cool premise, poor execution, bad casting. The actors that signed up for that movie were really going out on a limb and should fire their agents.
Okay, I'm skipping past superhero movie because if you watch that movie and you want to talk about it, I have lost respect for you. Next up is Hancock, which I will hand off to Irvin because he likes the last part of that title.
Irvin actually likes this movie, so he's excited.
I actually do like this movie. It was an original concept, kind of like Trey had said about the other ones. Stars Will Smith, Charlize Theron. Basically, they're guardian angels, or they've been called different things. They're built in pairs. Solid movie. Nice concept. Kind of weird. Doesn't really hit like a full superhero stride. Kind of odd, but a good movie. Good fun movie.
Hey, doesn't it have the little kid from The Blind Side? The little annoying blonde kid?
It does. Yeah. Yep.
I think that is him. Yeah.
Has anyone seen Surrogates?
Yes.
Trey.
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi and ScarJo, right?
I thought Surrogates had Bruce Willis in it.
No, I think you were thinking of The Island.
Bruce Willis, yeah, you're right.
And I saw that one too.
Similar concepts.
Yeah, it was okay, but it's forgettable. It was kind of an interesting. It reminds me a little bit, like, just because it's like that dystopian feel of like a Ready Player One, where, you know, everyone has like agoraphobia, right? And they stay inside and they send their surrogates out to do everything. So they basically just sit in a lazy boy with a visor on all day and don't actually live their lives. They live their lives through this machine that walks around looking like them, or like the perfect version of them, which parallels to me with Ready Player One, where everyone walks around in a virtual reality environment and doesn't leave their house and is the perfect version of themselves.
It makes me think of that movie that Scarlett Johansson was in.
The Island or whatever it is with Ian McGregor.
Yeah, Ian McGregor.
That's the one I was originally thinking of.
Directed by...
Michael Bay.
Michael fucking Bay. Okay. Watchmen.
That's why they...
Explosions.
It also looks like the movie Transformers.
Yep, it's shot the same way.
Yeah. All right, Watchmen is going to go to Chris, but here... Okay, we're not going to have him describe the movie. This is going to be a pop quiz. Chris, are you ready for this?
Yeah, and I don't have Google in front of me.
All right. Watchmen and Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Both have Malin Ackerman. Which movie is a better use of Malin Ackerman?
I'll be honest with you. When I think of Watchmen, I think of a big blue penis.
It's not a great answer to the question, but I'll accept it.
That's the only thing I know.
X-Men Origins, Irvin. Give us your heart.
Best thing about X-Men Origins is going to be Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool. My favorite scene in that movie is the elevator scene where he evidently has the superpower to slice bullets in half. At the very end of it, he says, okay, you can come out now. All the bad guys are dead. But yeah, other than that, not a great movie. Not even a little bit.
Spoiler warning, by the way.
Right?
All right, Trey, you ready for this? You have the distinct pleasure of telling us about Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li, starring Chow Yun-Fat.
he wasn't in that, was he? Are you? I don't know if you're bluffing now.
Okay, why don't you fucking look it up and tell me whether or not he's in it?
Well, because you just changed Wikipedia, even if I didn't.
You can't just change Wikipedia.
He just changed Wikipedia.
He added a source to it.
Anyway.
Change the main content.
But yeah, that is Voice of Mulan and what's her name from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's going to bug me. She's Chun-Li, right?
No, Kristen Kruick was Chun-Li.
Yeah, I thought she was the hot chick from Smallville.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, it's just another Street Fighter movie. Yay. Or the first one in like 25 years or whatever. Yay.
Oh, shit. You know who's in this movie, though? It's Michael Clarke Duncan, also the star of Armageddon.
Absolute star.
On which one?
Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, would you look at that?
You push past Push. That's on this list. And who else is in Push that's in other superhero movies?
Johnny Storm, Captain America.
Yep, Chris Evans. So that's a third superhero movie for... Now, this is original content, the non-comic book source movie.
So I brought this up to Urban two or three months ago, how I thought it was really weird, A, when you had a comic book player, even if he's or she is in the DC or Marvel universe, show up in multiple movies in the same universe, or cross the universe and play something different. One was...
Ryan Reynolds.
Well, no, original Batman. Not TV series. Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
And then he plays the bad guy dad in Spider-Man.
Right.
And I was like, I can't sit here and watch Batman be the dad to Spider-Man's girlfriend. I'm like, no, because that's Batman in the car and he's trying to kill you. So I found it really weird when they try to use the same characters for different comic book, you know, roles.
Well, Michael Keaton was also Birdman.
God, that was an awful.
That was a really bad movie.
So I'm just saying, like, Michael Keaton has done at least three. We can probably keep digging.
Who else has done multiple comic book?
Ryan Reynolds.
Well, Ryan Reynolds. Evans.
Chris Pine.
Affleck. Chris Pine.
Has Pratt?
I think he's only been
Michael
Scarlet.
B. Jordan.
Yep.
Yeah, he was in Fantastic Four and Killmonger.
Okay. By the way,
Thanos.
Can we back up real quick?
Yeah.
So there's one 2009 comic book movie that we left out, and you guys are going to feel real stupid that we left this one out.
Green Lantern?
No, even better. Although, yeah, somehow that did get left out of the list, but fuck you. The movie we forgot to talk about in 2009 was... Oh, no. Green Lantern came out in 2012.
Yeah.
Or 13.
Like, really? I feel like it's been an awful movie for like 20 years.
Yeah, it's affected... Like, it's been so... It was so bad it affected the, like... older time.
Yeah.
Like it went back in time to be bad.
Which, by the way, there's another comic book character Ryan Reynolds played.
That's what we were saying.
Okay, but okay, let's back up. The 2009 comic book movie we forgot about, Dragon Ball Evolution.
Okay, so this list is...
Okay, hold on, Trey, before you go on with all your bullshit, Trey, do you remember who played Master Roshi?
Dragon Fat.
Yep.
Nice.
All right. That was a good night, folks. Y'all take care.
Is this how y'all wrap up?
No. So the thing that we have to decide is we each have to take a movie from 2000 to 2009, and we have to pick our favorite, rewatch it. That is mandatory, Brian. Rewatch it, and then we will head to head it in the next episode.
Wait, favorite movie and rewatch it?
Yeah, you have to pick your favorite.
Mine's gonna be Constantine.
God damn it. Okay. So his is Constantine. I'm gonna take Hellboy.
I gotta go through the fucking list since.
It's easy. You got Batman Begins or Dark Knight?
I would do Constantine or Blade.
Blade is not eligible. It's the 90s movie. It's easier for the 90s. The 90s gets easy.
Can we scroll up? Because I know you want Constantine. So I just got to think of a good movie that I want to watch again.
You want to watch again. But then we will head-to-head it for its... if it's going to be the best movie of the aughts. And Brian... You're in this too. I may pick Sky High.
I almost want to pick Wanted now.
That's fine.
Oh, no. I know what I'm going to pick.
You have to announce it because we can't have like two people going with the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna pick Watchmen.
Okay. Are we going on the movie now?
Yeah. So you pick your movie that you're going to rewatch so that way we can head-to-head it for best comic book movie of the aughts.
Oh, you know what? I'll take Unbreakable.
Okay.
Because now that I've seen...
So that's fair. That's
all
a fair
of them.
Point.
I want to go back and see
Unbreakable.
Where the little fucking breadcrumbs were.
Right. And that's fair.
I'll do Unbreakable. since I have a tattoo of my favorite movie.
There you go. So I'll take Constantine, since he's doing that.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. It's just another
excuse. I'm doing Watchmen.
Watchmen, okay.
He wants to see that blue deal cut.
Yeah.
I'll watch V for Vendetta.
There you go. That's a good one, too.
Can I wear your mask the whole time?
Absolutely. But you gotta. I will mail it to you, and then you have to sanitize it. Leave it out in the sun for 9 days.
No.
Dude.
Chris, why don't you sign us out, buddy?
God, what is it?
Goodbye, all you cool cats and kittens.
No, that's not what it she says. If I don't see you...
You probably got ate by a tiger.
No, it's like... Good morning, good evening, and good night.
Oh, from Truman?
Truman. He's a superhero. All right. Catch you later.
What a sign off. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch y'all in the next episode.
If there's anything that we missed in our list, just put it in the comments and let us know what your favorite was or if we didn't cover one enough.
I need another drink. I'm out.
Well, you heard Trey's drink clank and Brian's yawn, so you know it's time for us to head on out. Thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.